AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York, Stormy Daniels is back for more cross-examination. The defense is trying to show Daniels' story of meeting Donald Trump in 2006 has changed over time. Daniels rebuffed the idea that there was a discrepancy. Daniels was also pressed about an odd experience dealing with a ghost in a home, which may have been a marsupial. More on the trial from the AP's Haya Panjwani.
Earlier in the week, Daniels described in sometimes graphic detail the alleged 2006 sexual encounter with the former president that she was eventually paid to keep quiet about during the 2016 presidential election. Entering court on Thursday, Trump told reporters that his lawyers have asked a mid-level appeals court to expedite a decision on his gag order appeal.
Concerning the absolutely unconstitutional gag order, where I'm essentially not allowed to talk to you about anything meaningful that's going on in the case, and many good things are going on with the case. It shouldn't have been filed.
Trump also said the judge on the case needed to step aside.
Judge Burcham is totally conflicted, like probably no judge has ever been conflicted before.
The former president denies the allegations against him in this case. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Biden is facing backlash over holding back on bomb shipments to Israel, over fears the weapons could be used for a full assault on Rafah. He's worried about the civilians there. Bradley Bowman is with the Foundation for Defense of Democracies.
He's walking away from Israel's ability to go and get the people that did October 7th. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That increases the chances we'll have another October 7th. Period.
Fallen movie mogul Harvey Weinstein will remain locked up in New York as a court works out whether he should stay in jail there while he awaits a retrial in a rape case or be sent back to California to continue serving a prison sentence. This is AP News. A Boeing 737 skidded off the runway at an airport in Senegal's capital, Dakar.
10 people were injured. Passenger video shows the aircraft on fire and passengers jumping down the emergency slides as flames shot out from one side of the aircraft. In the background, people can be heard screaming. The transport minister says the Air Senegal flight, operated by Transair, was on the way to neighboring Mali late Wednesday with 85 people on board. Boeing referred a request for comment to the airlines. This is the third incident involving a Boeing airplane this week. The company's been under a lot of pressure since a door plug blew out of a Boeing 737 MAX during an Alaska Airlines flight in January, leaving a gaping hole in the plane. I'm Rita Foley.
Russian President Vladimir Putin celebrated the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II on Victory Day by hailing his forces in Ukraine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
O'Reilly! Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly! Auto Parts!